Shalom Aleichem, with Yom Yerushalayim being next week, and of course next week is the 50th year anniversary of the reunification of modern-day Jerusalem, we find ourselves with so many different emotions of Hagar Satov, of feelings of Shevach, of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but especially if a person has a certain historical sensitivity, they're moved not only by the events of 50 years ago, the events of modern-day Israel, even the idea of coming back to the Kotel and the existence of the Beis HaMikdash and the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash that we can now have an attachment with. But a person has a sense of, to some degree, disclosing a chapter in history that began many thousands of years ago. And by that I mean the closing of the narrative, or to some degree, the completion of, or the furtherance of the narrative of David HaMelech coming to Yerushalayim for the first time. And in the same way that David HaMelech came to Yerushalayim, unified the city, unified the country, to some degree, perhaps in a very, very different type of way, the events of 1967 were, again, a furtherance, a completion, a further extension of that original narrative. But I want to speak for a few minutes about that episode, that narrative of David HaMelech and coming to Yerushalayim. And we know that when David HaMelech came to Yerushalayim, which is discussed in the fifth parak of Sefer Shmuel Beis, that was the very first time that the name Jerusalem, the word Yerushalayim, was used in all of Tanakh. And the question is why? Why did David HaMelech choose to come to Yerushalayim? So in order to understand that, the person needs to know a little bit of the history of the drama that had been playing out over the course of the preceding years. After the death of Shaul HaMelech, which is described at the end of Shmuel Aleph, at the beginning of Shmuel Beis, so even though King David had been promised by Shmuel to become the king and had been anointed for that purpose, it wasn't yet Mefursim, it wasn't yet known by all of the people, and it wasn't yet the right time for David to ascend to the throne. Instead, David conferred with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and David went to Hebron and became king of Judea, became king of Yehuda, which is the area to the south of Yerushalayim, the Ari Yehuda, Hebron, etc. And David became the king of Hebron for 7 years. And during a part of that time, Shaul's remaining family, led by Avner the general, led by Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, they still continued to be the king, and they still continued to control the areas of Yisrael, which would be the areas north of Yerushalayim. And the truth is, from the description, the Navi, it seems as though David HaMelech would have been fine, at least for the time being, with that situation. But we know that the Navi describes that conflict broke out between Yoav, being David's general, and Avner, being Shaul's general, and all the various circumstances ensued in which essentially, the rest of Shaul's family, the rest of Shaul's dynasty got wiped out. And now David was the only man and the last man standing. And at that point, the best thing was for David to become the king of all of the nation of Israel, all of the land of Israel. The remaining followers of Shaul came to David to confer upon him a bris, a covenant, accepting David to be the king. And all the while, David was still in the city of Hebron. And it was then that the Navi describes that David chose to go to Yerushalayim. The Malbim said, and it seems to be the Pashur Pshat, that David chose to do so because he didn't want to be associated, he didn't want to be seen just as the king of Yehuda, just to be in Hebron, just to be the king of the southern part of Israel. But he now wants to be identified, he now wants to have a relationship, he now wants to be a unifying force. And therefore, the decision was to move to Shalayim, which is in between Yisrael and Yehuda. We know the Gemara says in Yuma that the Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash was on the borderline between the tribes of Yehuda and the tribe of Benjamin. And therefore, just from a logistic perspective, it made sense, according to the Malbim, that David moved his kingdom, his Malucha, to Shalayim. And he did so, as is described in some of the later, or that Perek, of coming to the area called Ir David, fighting against the Yebusi, fighting against the Plishtim, and firmly establishing and entrenching himself in the city of Yerushalayim. And that being said, while the Pshat of the Malbim, the more pragmatic Pshat, is undoubtedly correct, it seems clear that Yerushalayim was a city that was well known well before that period of time. And of course we know that in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, so we're told by Yitzgab and Makom that Yaakov connected with a certain place. And Rashi and the other Rishonim, they say that Makom was the same place that Avraminu took Yitzchak to the Akedah so many years beforehand. And that place of Har Moriah, that place of Shalayim, had been established through HaKadosh Baruch Hu directing Avram to that Makom, and then Yaakov coming to that Makom later. But the truth is that Yerushalayim was known, even before that point, to be a place of spiritual significance, to be a place of spiritual ambition, to be recognized already as a certain Makom, even well before that. We know that the kings of Yerushalayim, that in the time of Avram, the king was Melchizedek, Melech Shalem. And we showed him say that Shalem is the name of the city of Yerushalayim. And the king later on, Yehoshua, very good, is Adoni Tzedek. And we showed him discuss why is it that these two kings, Melchizedek, Adoni Tzedek, Melchizedek not even being a Jew, why did they adopt the name of Tzedek into their name, these kings of Yerushalayim? Well, why was it chosen that their names reflect this idea of Tzedek? So the Radak in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudalid Pasuk Yudches, said that the people in time already understood that Yerushalayim was a city of Tzedek. It had to be a city of righteousness, that the city would expel inhabitants who did not act with righteousness. And therefore, part of the name became Tzedek, Melchizedek and Adoni Tzedek. The Ramban gives two other pshatim, not as like contradicting the Radak, but certainly just furthering that image of even thousands of years ago, what the perception of Yerushalayim was. The Ramban said, again, this is the Ramban of Parshas Lech Lecha, that the first pshat is that seeing that Yerushalayim is at the center of the universe, as is described by the Nevi'im and described by Chazal, therefore it was given the name Tzedek. And that Ramban seems to be strange. Why is it that a city that is identified geographically as being at the center of the northern hemisphere, what does that have to do with Tzedek? So the Radak comments on the pasuk in Yechezkel that said that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is at the center of all of the other Amin. And the Radak said that the advantage of that is that seeing that Yerushalayim is located in the middle of the northern hemisphere, it has all of the geographic advantages of climate, of weather, of the layout of the city, the calm of the city. It essentially is infused with all of the goodness, all of the benefits of all of the surrounding cities, land, country, the rest of the northern hemisphere. All of that somehow becomes infused into the physical, geographic climate of the city. And therefore, what seems to be implied, and the Radak says this almost explicitly, is that the behavior of the people in the city would be more righteous. The behavior of the city would be distinct because of all the benefit that they enjoy living in that place. And that seems to be what the Ramban is implying here as well, that the kings were referred to as tzedek because the people themselves were expected to act as tzedek because of the physical layout of where Yerushalayim is in relationship to the rest of the world. But the Ramban gives a different shot as well. The Ramban mentions the famous Gemara in Tanis on Daf Amud Aleph that discusses the idea of Yerushalayim Shomala, Yerushalayim Shomata, that based on the Pasuk in Hosea, the Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not come to Yerushalayim Shomala, Ad Shevo Yerushalayim Shomata, whatever exactly that means, seems to imply that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not come to my final rest, that I will delay coming to my final rest in the Yerushalayim Shomala, until Yerushalayim Shomata has been rebuilt. It's a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that I will not leave you, I will not desert you, I will allow my permanent abode to be the Yerushalayim Shomala, and that will happen only after Atche Yavo, or Atche Yerushalayim Shomata, until the lower Yerushalayim is rebuilt. Again, implying or expressing that there's such a thing called two different ideas of Yerushalayim, the lower city and the upper city. And the Gemara says that we know that Yerushalayim, in fact, has two cities because, again, the pasuk of Shechubra Yachtov, that's a city where it's been connected, again, that there's two different cities that have been joined. Now, based on that idea of Yerushalayim Shomala, Yerushalayim Shomata, the Ramban said that even the people of that day, the people of the time of Avram Avinu, the people in the time of Mount Tzedek, they recognize the spiritually distinct, the spiritually unique quality of the city of Yerushalayim. That Yerushalayim had this idea of Yerushalayim Shalmala. And therefore, as a result, and because another name for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzedek, and again, because Yerushalayim is a city that has almost the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu in a very intensive way hovering over Yerushalayim, therefore the kings of Yerushalayim had integrated into their names the word Tzedek, Malki Tzedek, and Adoni Tzedek. And the Ramban didn't say it, but that is clearly the idea of the Medrash that appears in Gracious Rabbah, Perek Tzadiches, Yerushalayim Oro Sha'olam, Yerushalayim is the light of the world, which implies that Yerushalayim is the centerpiece of the world. Umihu Oro Shal Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides the light for the city of light, for the city of Yerushalayim, that is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, speaking about that idea of Yerushalayim Shomala and Yerushalayim Shomata. It should be a blessing to us that we're able to either live in the city of Yerushalayim, frequently visit the city of Yerushalayim, be infused with the spirit of the Oro Sha'olam and the Oro of Kadosh Baruch Hu that's found in Yerushalayim, and hope for the day that while Yom Yerushalayim is certainly a joyous, momentous event, that certainly is not complete. And hopefully, Mirat Hashem, through appreciation of the Oro Sha'olam, through the proper mourning over the Korban, we can hope to come back to Yerushalayim to a time to fulfill the Gemara, blow up all Yerushalayim Shomata, Ad Shevo Yerushalayim Shomata. We have a full rebuilding of Yerushalayim Shomata and bringing the Tzedek, the Shvarach, back to the permanent place in Yerushalayim Shomala. Thank you and have a good day.